on Triple J, this is 2017.
Richard Kingsmore with you this evening on Triple J. Now, the American singer Khalid, 19 years of age. He's going to be touring here for the first time in November. I'll give you the touring details in just a moment. He's an absolutely stunning singer. He's had huge success since putting out a few months ago his debut album, the American Teen album, and he released that less than a year after leaving high school. Let's find out more about Khalid and his story. I spoke to him this week.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke, high school kid.
I was just watching the film clip, which has just gone out for Young, Dumb, and Broke, which is the song from your record we're playing at the moment. I've got to ask you, is that high school where you shot the video? Is that your actual high school that you went to last year?
No, it's not. Actually, I mean, I wish it was, but I was in L.A. at the time. The video was super, you know, it was very spontaneous for me as well, and I invited all of my friends all across L.A. I actually flew out my friends from El Paso there, too. So even though it wasn't in my hometown, there was a little bit of home within the video as well.
Right, okay. Listen, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you winding up school. So it was last year that you actually graduated?
Yeah, I graduated class of 2016.
Wow. What a ride it's been since then for you.
It's been crazy. It's been insane. And I mean, I look back and I can't even believe that half of the stuff that has happened to me has happened so far. And I mean, every day is a new accomplishment.
Absolutely. Well, you have accomplished a lot in the last year. What are your friends making of all your success?
My friends, they're so excited for me. I'm actually touring right now across America. And so I brought five friends with me on tour as well. And so every night they see the show and they just see the growth. And, I mean, it's really good to keep my friends around.
Do you do that just because you're kind of mindful of staying grounded?
Yeah, definitely I have plans of staying grounded. I mean, I feel like, especially with my music, it's really from a genuine place in me. And I love just that personal factor that I have of just writing music, especially with my friends around me in the studio, just so that, you know, they'll always be a part of something like that. When I had created the American Teen album, I actually have a lot of my friends that you can hear throughout the album as well.
Actually playing or sort of singing with you or doing what?
So on the end of the song, American Teen, you actually can hear my best friends screaming the chorus with me in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Right here.
American teenager. I'll be living this dream with you. We don't always say what we mean when we're high off our American team. My youth is the foundation of me. Oh, I'm proud to be American.
Listen, the ride for you, you know, in the last year has been huge, but over your 19 years of existence, you've had such a fascinating life. I'm just trying to piece together all the places that you've ended up and that you've lived in. And if I understand it right, you were born in Georgia, you spent some time in Kentucky, you're in Germany living in Heidelberg, you're in New York State for a while, last year you're in El Paso graduating from high school, now you're in Los Angeles. Have I missed any places?
Yeah. No, you haven't. There's been a couple of places that I've stopped. I've even been in Virginia for a little bit because my mom was in the Army. When my mom was stationed overseas, I actually lived in North Carolina. You know, I have family in Florida. So, I'm all over the place sometimes.
So if anyone asks you, where are you from, what do you say?
I definitely say I'm from El Paso. For me, I feel like El Paso was the place that I kind of expressed myself to the fullest, especially as an artist. I wrote my first song in El Paso, so, I mean, it's a place that means a lot to me. And, I mean, I'll always go back to El Paso. That's definitely going to be my home for a very long time.
Right, okay. What was that first song, Khalid?
That song was actually called Save.
Ah, wow. What a great first song to write.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Did you feel good about that track, or did you think, oh, I can get better at this?
I felt pretty good about that track, but I didn't even know what was going to happen. I mean, for me writing that track, it was definitely me trying to get over, you know, a past relationship that I was involved in. And the song has just, it's just done so much for me. I mean, it was pretty much the start of my career, so I love that song a lot.
The hard part always seems to last forever. Sometimes I forget that we are together. Deep down in my heart, I hope you're doing all right. But from time to time, I often think of why you aren't mine. But I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you. To tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do.
I mean, as you mentioned before, your mum was in the army. That's essentially the reason why you've kind of moved to all these different places. You got to talk about your inspiration from her music-wise as well. Just tell us a little bit about how your mum has shaped you in terms of your love of music.
So my mom, she's a singer. She's a beautiful singer. I mean, she could sing circles around me all day. But my mom is a huge influence. Growing up, being raised by my mom, hearing her sing all the time, really just, I just really wanted to emulate that, and I kind of wanted to be her mirror. I wanted to sing back, and luckily I was given the opportunities to do it at such a bigger scale than I expected, and she's still with me everywhere I go. I actually just saw her last night.
She actually ended up singing in the Army, didn't she?
Yeah, so that was actually her MOS, so she sang in the Army professionally, and recently she just retired, so she's not in the Army anymore.
Now she's watching you take off. You know, you've got a full-length album out. You're getting played on the radio right around the world. She must be so thrilled for you.
Oh, she's super thrilled. And, I mean, she still teaches me things just about my voice every day. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe one day I'll even have her on a song.
All right, on Triple J, that's Khalid. Can't wait to see him on stage, having a chat to me this week, just after the announce was made that he's coming to Australia. So he's going to be here in November. Khalid's doing his first shows in Australia, just Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. Tickets for these will go on sale this coming Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. He's going to be playing at the Enmore Theatre in Sydney on November the 8th. The Thursday the 9th at the Forum in Melbourne. Then Friday the 10th of November, he's playing at Max Watts in Brisbane. Let's hear this. This track was the first single from the album American Teen, and boy, did it take off towards the end of last year. Triple J.
Send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations, I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me, this is new to you. Initially, I didn't want to fall, but you gather my attention, it was all for you. So don't take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged, I understand.
2017 and the world of new music with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.